plays on the practice field today?
Huh?
Better plays on the practice field? You feel like it was a good improvement over Sunday, putting Sunday behind you?
Yeah, putting Sunday behind us is important, and moving on to this week. So there's nothing really from last game that is going to help us this week.
You've obviously seen this team quite a bit, the defense, what DBs likes to do. Yeah. How much more similar or how much more different are they with the personnel changeover?
Yeah, we've had some pretty big games against them the last bunch of years, and we've played them quite a bit. So I think the last 4 years, maybe, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 2009. So we've played them a lot. We know them. We know the players. You know the scheme a little bit, so there's some familiarity, but you still got to put all the work in. I mean, we haven't played them in a while, so they're doing some new things, and they're kind of on a hot streak right now. So try to figure out different ways to get it done. We haven't had the most success against them the last few times we played them offensively, so got to try to figure out a way to score some points.
Tom, you guys are 3-4 on the road this season. Given circumstances, postseason implications, and all that, the opponent, the atmosphere. Recent tradition of games from you guys is sort of this Sunday. If there was ever a game that would be the perfect time to kind of get that best road win of the year, this qualifies it.
Yeah, I mean, we need it. So this is, and there's no bigger game than this one for us, and we have to put everything we can into it. So it's a very important game. As the season goes on, each of these games get more and more important, and we know how important this one is to try to win a division. So. Be nice to go out there and play this team and play them well for once. And we haven't done a great job playing against them offensively, so they present a lot of challenges. They've always had pretty good players. I mean, they have great players there. They still got some great players that are carryovers from last year's team and different guys that they've added this year. And so it's a really good group, and they put a lot of pressure on you. So they're good in the red area. They're good on third down. They got some. They do some really good things. So. It's going to be a big test.
Does it look different without Ray and Ed out there?
I think those two are Hall of Fame players, so they're phenomenal players, and they were that for that team for a long time. They really set the standard for what defensive football is all about. So they're still a great defense without them. I mean, I think they still really carry over from what they've done, and they obviously have a lot of leadership with Lodi and Suggs and McLean and Ladarius Webb. I mean, they still got, all pros at all these positions. So they're still a great team.
I know you've talked a lot about, Rex throwing a ton at you. And, it's really difficult to prepare for the Jets. He's from there. So is the Ravens kind of the same thing where there's just a lot to, from a mental standpoint, a lot to get ready for during this week?
Sure. Yeah, there's always – yeah, they do. And they're kind of a game plan team too. So, every week it's going to be something a little bit different. I mean, they have their core things that they like to do, but there's always going to be some wrinkles. So you got to prepare for everything. And because we've had a lot of experience with them, a lot of the games we played, you can look back on those games and see the different things that they try to do. And ultimately, it's going to come down to how well we execute, whether we make the plays out there or not. So the players will have plenty of say of the outcome of the game once we get out there on the field.
Have you sent Suggs's Christmas card yet?
I know, yeah. No, probably not this year. Maybe one of these years we'll get together for dinner or something.
What have you seen from him this year, his performance?
He's a great player. I mean, he's always been a great player. So he presents a lot of problems for an offensive line, for an offense. He's big, he's rangy, he's powerful. He plays a run and a pass. It's really, for a guy that size and how athletic he is to – play the way he does is amazing. He's done it for a long time, and then he gets injured, whatever, last year, comes back, plays great toward the end of the year, has a great offseason, obviously, and hasn't missed a game this year. So between he and Doomerville, the way they rush the quarterback, you don't have a lot of time to stand back there and, figure out what to do with the ball. They force you to throw the ball quickly, and then they got Jimmy Smith and Ladarius Webb and Graham that can all cover. So that's really the challenge. It's, you got to figure out a way to get the ball out of your hands, but they're pretty good at coverage too. So that's why they're one of the best defenses in the league.
Hey Tom, since Gronk went out, there's been a lot of talk about the offense, et cetera, et cetera. I know you have the utmost confidence in Danny and Julian, but you also have an Aaron and Kimbrell for the last couple of weeks because of injury. How much of a factor has that made And has that factor been missed a little bit, that you've been without those two guys for the last couple of weeks also?
Yeah, and they've done some pretty good things for us this year. So, you know, one of these days we'll get everyone back. Hopefully it's before the end of the season. But we're just trying to deal with the guys that we got out there, and the guys that have been healthy have all been contributing. And like I said, Julian and Danny were a big part of last week's game. Shane's done a great job. The tight ends, James is making some plays. He made some plays against Cleveland. So I have a lot of confidence in the guys we have out there, and we're going to try to go move the ball. We just got to score points. I think that's what it comes down to. And you play a team like this that's the best red area defense in the league, they're going to challenge us to score points. So hopefully we can not help them to their number one ranking or whatever. Hopefully we can move them down a few spots.
Tom, I understand there's a lot of football to focus on, but I was wondering if you could just talk about some of the holiday traditions that you enjoy, and past or present, and what you enjoy about the holiday season.
I don't know. Not sure.
What about a favorite holiday movie?
God, I don't have much time to watch movies this time of year, so.
Holiday song?
I don't sing.
Have you done your Christmas shopping?
Amazon.com. I'm probably keep them in business.
Tom, you talked about
it's hard to find your wife something on Amazon.com.
You still have some shopping to do, you say.
I do. It's Christmas. It's hard to believe it's around the corner, but it is.
Tom, you talked about the need to get rid of the ball quickly against the Ravens. What are the challenges, though? I mean, is there a point where you need X amount of time, though, before you get rid of it, or you can hurry it by throwing it too quick?
Yeah, well, I think they do. They challenge you at the line of scrimmage. They got guys that are really good at the line of scrimmage. Graham and Jimmy Smith and Ladarius, Cheeky Brown, really good player. So they're big, they're lanky, they're physical. So you got to get into the defense at some point, and by that time the pass rush is bearing down on you. So that's why they play so well. That's why they've always been one of the best defenses in the league. They were that way last year. They're that way this year. And they play really well at home. So we got to try to figure out a way to move the ball and then ultimately get it in the red area.
The offensive linemen speak often about how they don't know what's going on behind them, but you can see to the front, you might be missing two tackles this week, two starting tackles. So what do you see there?
Well, who's ever out there, I mean, like kind of like at the end of last week, you know, we lost Nate, and then, you know, Logan played left tackle and Josh came in and played guard. You just gotta do what we gotta do. I don't think there's any, you know, everyone who's out there has to be ready to go, and everyone who's dressed for the game and who's ever out there and ends up playing, we gotta try to go out and win. I don't think that's, can't dwell on the fact that someone may or may not be there. You just have to go with what you got, and I got plenty of things that I need to focus on, and who's ever out there, I gotta trust that they're gonna be able to do what they're asked to do, or else, you know, we wouldn't be asking them to do it. So it's just kind of dealing with injuries like everybody else.
Tom, in the absence of Reed and Lewis for them, what are your impressions of Elam and Smith, and what kind of a difference has Smith made in that linebacking corps?
Well, he's really good. I mean, he looks a lot like Ray Lewis. I mean, Ray Lewis is one of the Hall of Fame, so he's one of the best players I've ever played against. But Darryl Smith has really stepped in, been a big leader for them. He's right in the middle of the defense. Really smart, instinctive player, really good against the pass, you know, fast sideline to sideline. So he's got a lot of qualities, you know, great linebacker. So he's made a lot of plays from interception return for touchdowns, strips at, you know, fumbles and stuff like that. So he's really good. And Elam is, you know, a young player with all the skill and ability, made some big plays for him. You know, he's got some pretty key interceptions, made one last week. So he's a really good player. They got, you know, friggin' Baltimore. They always got good defense. I mean, we played against them for so long, so.
John Harbaugh was actually talking about how their organization and the Patriots organization, the way they develop players that leave and develop the young players into veteran, into key players. Do you see a lot of those similarities? Do you even pay attention to those little details, Tom, the way the two organizations mirror each other?
Well, they got, you know, one of the best in the league, so they got, you know, a great owner, a great head coach, you know, Ozzie Newsome. I mean, they got coordinators, Caldwell and Dean Pease, and so they got right from the top. They got a great quarterback. They got great defense. And they've been able to replace players. They got all pros. They got guys at the best in the league at their positions. So, and they play well in big games. So they got a great team, and that's why you don't win a Super Bowl for no reason. They won it, they earned it, and they came back this year, got off to a slow start, but it seems like they're really clicking now.
Remember when you see games with them, so memorable? You sound like you're describing your organization too. I mean,
we've had some pretty memorable games against them, so I think that's the thing about it is the games have meant so much, especially over the last few years. So. You get a little bit of a rivalry, and then, you're always kind of paying attention to what that other team's doing. If you don't play a team you play them once every 4 years, you don't pay attention too much. But when you see them every week, you know you're going to see them at some point during the year. You always kind of follow them, and, like I said, that was a real big win they had the other night. They needed it. So they're always the kind of team that digs deep. So we got to be able to match that.
Tom, I think we talk a lot about the inside receivers and the tight ends, probably because of the production and the personnel, but how vital is the outside receiver in this offense to what you guys are trying to do?
Very important. I mean, if they cover you inside, you got to throw it outside. If you throw it outside, they're going to start covering out, then you got to throw it inside. It all complements each other. So the problem is if you can't throw it outside and you always got to throw it inside, then that's where all their coverage goes, and then you're – that's where you have problems, and it's, one thing complements another. So the good offenses are the teams that can do, you can run it inside and outside, you can throw it inside and outside. So whatever they're covering, you can do something different. So you just don't want to be too many times forced into, one-dimensional game or one area of the field because it gets too hard then.
I forgot what I was going to ask.
just as well.
You scare the crap out of Dean Pease. I talked to him last year a little bit about how well you play and the speed with which you play. What's your take on how he calls the defense and his knowledge of the way you operate?
How do I scare the crap out of him?
Say it again?
Explain that. How do I scare the crap out of him?
He just thinks you're really, really good.
Dean's a great guy. He's a friend, great coach. I mean, he coached here for a while, so. We got a chance to go up against him quite a bit in practice, and so he's a great coach. They didn't look so scared last year when they played us.
Because against Houston, you embarrassed Houston by snapping the ball quick, running it quick. He said, that's not going to happen against us. I don't care if we have to just stand there in our spots. That's not going to happen against us.
Yeah.
Do you find that he's more difficult to play tempo games against?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really snapped it quick all year, so, I mean, our team is pretty different now than it was at that point, and they're pretty different also. They do some different things, so, we're just trying to, we got to try to find our matchup and make a play, and if the play's there to be made, we got to make it, because, like I said the other day, our margin of error is not big. We're not scoring 50 points a game, so when we get an opportunity, it's a scoring opportunity, we have to take advantage of those. So that's ultimately what the game's going to come down to. But they present a lot of challenges because they got a lot of good players, that challenge you. They don't give you easy plays. You got to go out and earn them.
You said that you guys haven't been quick all year. Do you miss that? Do you rather go up tempo? Do you miss the real up tempo part?
Whatever it takes. Ultimately, it comes down to execution. Whether you go slow or fast or somewhere in between, it's just really a matter of what you think you need to do to execute the best. And, the 2 minutes we've gone pretty fast and done a pretty good job, but that's probably about the only time we've really done that. You got to be able to execute no matter what you do. If you can't make the block or can't make the throw or can't make the catch, if you go fast, it doesn't matter if you go fast or slow. So to run three plays and punt really quickly, it doesn't do you any more good than run three plays at huddling and all that and punting. So ultimately, we have to score enough points, and that requires good execution, everyone being on the same page.
Why haven't you guys been going more off tempo?
Why? I just think we're trying to figure out what we think is best to do to help us win. So it just hasn't really required that. But we go fast plenty of times, as I said, in those two-minute situations where we've done a good job. Maybe we should do it more often.
You've spoken about the inconsistency of the offense all year.
Sure. No, we've been inconsistent, and we've been dealing with a lot of different things. And so, I mean, the more consistent we can be, you know, the more dependable we can be as players, and the better our execution is, the more points we're going to score. And ultimately, the game is about scoring points. So we got to try to do that the best we can, and we try to practice that, and you work on it, and try to get as good as you can at that. Hopefully, we're better at now than we were at the beginning of the year. But that's why we play the games.
Ask Josh on Tuesday.
Ask Josh, yeah. Josh knows the answers. Thanks, guys.